Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It is a great honor and privilege and pleasure to be here with all of you in this most auspicious place of the Panchatattva Temple on the most auspicious occasion of the Maha Gaurpurnima Festival. In the association of such wonderful devotees. As I heard Vaisheshika Prabhu speak, I thought of a verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that encapsulates the same mood but takes it further. And somehow I could not find that verse. I had it in my hand 2 days ago and I couldn't find it. And I was in so much anxiety. And it reminded me of the idea that Krishna presented to the gopis after he disappeared from them, that if a poor man with great difficulty earns some money and then he loses it, he will think of nothing but that money day and night. Sometimes we have something very precious, but we take it for granted. And we only realize how valuable it was and how important it was to us when we lose it. I must have taken that verse for granted. And, I mean, if someone had told me that they had lost a diamond ring, and if I found it, I could keep it, I wouldn't have been looking for it with the same intensity as I was looking for this verse. And that made me realize how valuable these verses are. Each verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita is more valuable than any amount of gold or jewels. And so now I'll read the verse. I hope it's still there. I pray that it's still there. Please repeat. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Sara Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Sara Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Sara Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya
Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra We read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 13, text 32. Nagare nagare brahme kirtana kadiya, Basa ila tribhuvana prema bhakti diya. Translation. The Sankirtan movement went from one part of the town to another. As the Lord wandered everywhere performing kirtan. In this way, he inundated the whole world by distributing love of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One may raise the question how all three worlds became inundated with love of Krishna. Since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed kirtan only in the Navadvip area. The answer is that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. The entire cosmic manifestation results from the Lord's first setting it in motion. Similarly, since the Sankirtan movement was first set in motion 500 years ago by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that it spread all over the universe, the Krishna consciousness movement, in continuity of that same motion, is now spreading all over the world. And in this way, it will gradually spread all over the universe. When the spread of the Krishna consciousness, with the spread of the Krishna consciousness movement, everyone will merge in an ocean of love of Krishna. So this verse and purport are extremely significant and profound and relevant for us. The verse says that Lord Chaitanya wandered everywhere in Navadvip and performed Sankirtan. And by his performance of Sankirtan, the whole world was inundated with love for Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada raises the question that Lord Chaitanya performed Sankirtan only in Navadvip, in the area of Navadvip. How can it be said that he spread it all over the universe? And Srila Prabhupada gives the answer that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead sets the creation of the universe in motion, and thus the whole universe is manifested. In the same way, Lord Chaitanya began, he set in motion the spread of the Sankirtan movement in Navadvip. And from there, it spread, or will spread, throughout the world. And Srila Prabhupada says, throughout the universe. So this is a very great opportunity we have to take part in this movement, which is destined to spread not only over the world, but throughout the universe. I'm sorry that I come from such a background that some of my examples are from more frivolous contexts. But when we were little, we used to go to the amusement park. And there were these cars that you would get in. So, and you were in the illusion that you were driving the car, and there were people all over the place driving these little cars as if they're like all going to bump into each other. But actually, they were on tracks. So as little children, we thought, oh, we're driving this, oh, we're going to crash into this one, crash into that one, and that was going to crash into me. But actually, it was all on tracks. So what Srila Prabhupada is saying here, and what Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying here, is there's tracks laid out, and all we have to do is get in the car. We might imagine we're driving and that this calamity is coming, that calamity. Oh, I think that game or whatever it's called, Bump'em or something. Is that
your name?
Bumper car. It's like, but actually, it was all prearranged. Some architect planned the whole thing out. And you're in this little car thinking you're driving, and all these other drivers are driving, and you might bump them or they might bump you, but you're all on tracks. So the initial impetus that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to the Krishna consciousness movement, to the Sankirtan movement, set in motion something that will continue and spread all over the world and all over the universe. And we have the opportunity to take part, an amazing opportunity. And Srila Prabhupada, although in his purport he does not really mention himself very directly, but what Srila Prabhupada did with this initial impetus from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was practically unimaginable. That verse, Prativiteya Chejato Nadaradi Gram Sarvasha Pachorahoi Vedmarna. Does anyone know what that verse means? Raise your hand, please. Sassy? Someone on the side there? Yes. Yes, the translation. Yes. In as many towns and villages there are throughout the world, my name or Krishna's name will be sung. That prediction was made by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more than about 500 years ago in Ramakeli Gram. But nobody, not even Gaudiya Vaishnavas, could imagine how it could happen. But Srila Prabhupada, with faith in the order of his spiritual master and the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, began with nothing, pretty much. And he did something that was impossible. Srila Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. And what he did ordinarily would be impossible. And even I've seen recently in the last year, there have been articles published about people who were successful late in life. There are two separate articles, and in both of them, they mention Srila Prabhupada. This completely ordinary, mundane, mainstream news media, that he came to America at the age of 70 and spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world and wrote 80 books. It's unimaginable. In fact, someone might question, what is the proof of Krishna consciousness? And when I think of what Srila Prabhupada did, I would say, I mean, there could be many other proofs, but to me that is proof. Because how could someone at the age of 70, you know, cross the ocean, have two heart attacks at sea, and preach Krishna consciousness, the highest philosophy amongst some of the most fallen people on the planet, perhaps in history, and build his movement from there? It's inconceivable. When you read Srila Prabhupada's biography, or Srila Prabhupada Lamita, or other biographical books about him, it's like up to a certain point you can conceive of what's happening. He got an order, he took up the order, he struggled, he got the clearance papers to leave India, he got the free passage on the steamship. He survived the two heart attacks. He arrived in New York City. There was no response. You can sort of conceive of that. But then what happened after that, I find inconceivable. It's like, what happened? It's just like, what did happen? I mean, really, what did happen? But I take solace in the fact that Srila Prabhupada said, you can ask any question, who, what, where, when, but you cannot ask how. So how Srila Prabhupada did it, there's no answer. It's inconceivable. Even if you ask, how is your hair growing out of it, you can't answer. It's inconceivable. But this inconceivable, I don't know if there's degrees of inconceivable, but this inconceivable is more inconceivable than any other inconceivable that I can conceive of. It's we were in the darkest of darkness. Once Srila Prabhupada even commented when he was walking maybe amongst the hippies, like, this is like the darkest of dark regions. But out of his love and compassion and conviction, he was able to infuse bhakti in the hearts of many sincere souls. or insincere. he did it. He did it. And that bhakti, that seed of bhakti went so deep, it can't come out. Sometimes, because we're in the material world, even in the association of devotees, still we're in the material world. And sometimes there are mishaps and reversals. And one can think, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. I came to the temple, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, and someone stole my shoes. Or I've given my life to Krishna and suddenly everything's been taken away from me. So if one's faith is not deep, one can give up the process. I came to the temple, someone stole my shoes, it's a sign. I shouldn't have come to the temple. Let me go to the Super Bowl or whatever. Or the more extreme case, I've given my life, I thought I had a secure position, and now suddenly it's all taken away. Now what am I going to do? But by Srila Prabhupada's potency, coming from Mahaprabhu, from Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana, without being empowered by the Shakti of Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no one can spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada did that. And I was struck, having had the great fortune of seeing Srila Prabhupada in action close up, that he didn't ask us to do anything that he didn't do. In other words, whatever he did was more difficult than anything that we're being asked to do. Just traveling alone on a steamship at the age of 70, coming to America and living with the Bowery Street bums in New York and the hippies in San Francisco. None of us are being asked to do anything like that. And there are many details which are very relishable, and therefore I really recommend everyone read Srila Prabhupada Lamitam and even see the videos following Srila Prabhupada, compiled by Yadavara Prabhutsa. Like one very nice devotee in Mumbai said that without seeing the videos, you cannot conceive of the people that Srila Prabhupada was preaching to. I mean, just in all the fantastic stories of Tolkien or whoever, you don't come across people like the ones in the early footage of Srila Prabhupada preaching in New York and San Francisco. But these devotees, so many devotees in this room, have gone through a lot. I mean, everyone does. Everyone in the material world goes through a lot.
I was at the chiropractor's office yesterday, and there's like several tables in the same room, and I wasn't really following it, but I just overheard. I didn't even hear what the doctor said to her. Something, I just heard the word emotion, and she said, "It's been a hard week." And I thought, how many people are thinking that way? Probably almost everyone. And the week before, that was a hard one too. And the week before that, it's just like, and so Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to relieve people of their sorrow. When he was staying at the Scindia Steamship Company colony, workers' quarters in Ontario, or maybe at the office, Srimati Maharaj's secretary sort of joked with him, "I know why you want to go to America. You want to see the sights and enjoy that. That's why everyone wants to go to America." And Srila Prabhupada replied, "What have I to enjoy? My life is finished. But I know there's a generation of young people who are confused and unhappy, and I want to go and do something for them. I want to make them happy." And we are, I mean, those who take to the process are happy. And therefore, in spite of all the knocks that one gets in the material world, even in the association of devotees, we continue. And devotees here have been chanting for 40 years or more. And it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, he would, in his ecstatic love, he would embrace a person. And that person would have ecstatic love awakened in him. And then whoever that person embraced, he would get ecstatic love awakened in him, and then whoever he embraced would get ecstatic love. So we have come in touch with someone who was touched by someone who was touched with ecstatic love from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have been touched by that, directly or indirectly. And therefore, by associating with those devotees who are touched, other people can be touched. Their hearts can be touched, their lives can be changed. But we should not take it for granted. Like that verse, we shouldn't take the association for granted. We shouldn't take service for granted. We shouldn't take the holy name for granted. We shouldn't take the books for granted. We shouldn't take the deities and temples for granted. And there are people who don't have them. They can't have them. I mean, we heard the wonderful story about Krishna consciousness in Burma, but there are places. Even now, you can't have a temple. You can't go to a temple. And even to gather in small groups is very dangerous because oppressive, tyrannical, demonic governments. So we should, count our blessings. We should
consider every moment we have precious in the association of devotees from the deities, reading scripture, chanting the holy name, and distributing books. When I was in Bombay, at that time the Birlas, they were the wealthiest family in India. Oh, the Birlas or Tatas, they were the two most wealthy. And Mrs. Gopi Kumari Birla invited me to see a drama. And I had never, you know, I was a strict brahmachari. I'd never gone to any such thing. But she said there's some group has come. They're doing Chaitanya Leela at Prempuri Ashram. So I would like you to come with me. I thought, well, she's an important lady, you know, I should go. So one brahmachari and I went. And these children, I'm not sure how old, but I don't know, 12 or somewhere. They were dressed up as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, different associates. And so they were performing Chaitanya Leela. And one part of the Leela, which is so moving, I mean, even when you read it in the scriptures, it's so moving, is the first meeting of Nimai and Nitai. And I could describe it, but when you get your set of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll be able to read it for yourself. And so they see each other. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he existed just to meet Nitai, and Nitai existed just to meet Nimai. And when they finally met, Ananda Acharya's home, their eyes were just drinking up the beauty of the other's face. It's like every sense was transfixed and just absorbing. They were like stunned in ecstasy. And then they fainted. Then they got up and looked at each other again, fainted again. And then embraced. And it was like, Nimai, Nitai, Nimai, Nitai. And these little children were playing this. I mean, it was so moving. It was so moving. I mean, I had goosebumps and, you know, tears were in my eyes. And then I realized, it's not exactly these children. Yes, they were playing the parts, but through the medium of the drama, it's the absolute platform. Krishna's name is Krishna. Krishna's form is Krishna. Krishna's quality is Krishna. Krishna's pastime is Krishna. They were actually Nimaya Nitai. And it was a very deep experience. So when we preach, it's like Prabhupada always said about himself, that I haven't done anything wonderful. You know, people say, Swamiji, you've done something wonderful. Of course, that was his humility. But say, I haven't done anything wonderful. I've just presented the message as it is. I haven't adulterated it or compromised. So when we present the message as it is, we're presenting Krishna. We're presenting Gaur Nitai. We're presenting Srila Prabhupada and their potency acts.
And tonight's performance, or this afternoon's performance, I don't know what literary genius wrote that script, but I mean, there was so much in that. I mean, it's like Tukaram mentioned Rupa Goswami. I mean, for this day and age and audience, I mean, that drama was packed with very profound messages. I mean, very profound, related to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, internal and external, and Srila Prabhupada's mission. And I'll probably never forget that drama. I mean, that line that the devotee came to Prabhupada and said, the priest at Radha Damodar said, if I keep doing what I'm doing in my next life, I can take birth in a Brahmin family and become a pujari at Radharaman. And Srila Prabhupada said, tell him if he keeps doing what he's doing, he'll take birth in San Francisco and become a book distributor. That's profound. I mean, many verses and commentaries that support that point. And then the way Krishna and the gopis were dancing, and it was just like Lord Chaitanya and his associates would dance, as like our devotees dance. It's the same. Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela, and what we're doing is the same. And if we could realize what we're doing, we would see that it's the same. And that other one, like they're distributing books and Krishna appears, and they offer obeisances and ready to take you. But if we go to the Loka Vrindavan, everyone's a devotee. Who will we preach to? To whom will we distribute books? You want to take away our service? I mean, these are like profound philosophical truths. I mean, Rupa Goswami has written like volumes on this subject, that devotional service is beyond liberation. That a pure devotee has no desire for liberation. He wants only devotional service. So, I feel sort of like I'm drowning here in this ocean, this sea of wonderful devotees. As it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the members of the Panchatattva, they inundated the world with love for Krishna. And the pious people were drowning in it. But there were some rascals, there are those mean types, envious, who weren't drowning, they were floating. And so Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, the members of the Panchatattva, they would go after them and push them under. But I honestly feel I'm sinking here. I hope I can drown. And so let us take this sacred mission to heart. Let us not take anything for granted that we have. And let us do both. That's the mission of Lord Chaitanya, to taste Krishna consciousness and to distribute it. if we just try to relish ourselves but we don't distribute, it's not complete. And if we just try to preach and don't practice, that's also not complete. We need to do both. I'll just end with one little story about a devotee who was, I guess he came from a bad family of many bad habits. I mean, really bad habits. And even after coming to the Association of Devotees, he would relapse into his bad habits. But he was very good with people. Very good. He had a really good heart. And so he was a very good book distributor. And in Texas. And Shrimad Krishna Goswami kept wanting to initiate him, and he kept saying, "I don't feel I'm ready, I don't feel I'm ready." Because he knew his own weakness or whatever. And this was going on for years. And Tamal Krishna Goswami said, "Look, I picked a name for you, and I've been keeping it for you for all these years. Now, if you don't take initiation now, I'm going to give that name to someone else." So the boy, okay. So he took initiation, and Tamal Krishna Goswami gave him the name Ajamil Das. And he was a really good book distributor, but that conditioning from his bad habits would come back. And Tamal Krishna Goswami wrote him a letter when he was at a really low point, saying, "We're going to have the marathon, and we really need you now. You should come back to the Dallas community and do book distribution. And if you do book distribution, everything else will follow." And it's true, because book distribution is not an ordinary activity. You actually have to have spiritual power to really do it. And so Tamal Krishna Goswami had that faith that if he took that instruction to heart to distribute books, everything else would follow. Because to get that potency, he'd have to get up in the morning. He'd have to chant his rounds. He'd have to do everything that a devotee does as his basic sadhana in order to do the distribution. And that devotee was really touched, and I won't tell the whole story, but at the end, maybe 2 years ago, he left his body. And he was alone. You know, from a certain point of view, you could say it was, I mean, it was in a devotee community, or I think New Taliban or someplace, or near there. And it seems that no one was with him when he left. But it also seems that he knew he was going to leave. Because when the devotees found his body, it's like, he was all shaped up, dressed as a perfect Vaishnava. He had his hands in his bead bag. He had pictures facing him. I mean, it was like Ajahn. It was like Ajahn. So, really, as you know, Srila Prabhupada often said that, just give this one life to Krishna. I mean, what is one life? It's nothing in eternal time. It's like if you look at the continuum of eternal time and our life span, it's not even a dot. It's like a dot within a dot within a dot within a dot. It's nothing. And we have such an opportunity. We just give this one lifetime and we can get eternal life of ecstatic love and bliss. And meanwhile, we're so fixed in this little fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. And we think everything that's going on around us is like so important. Did you see the way he looked at me? Oh my God, I could have died. I mean, it's like,
everything is like so magnified, and it's nothing. It's less than nothing from the perspective of eternal time and from the perspective of what awaits us if we just give this one love to Krishna. So, I feel blessed to be here. I pray that I can come again and again, and always have in this association, have this opportunity to serve and remember this beautiful panorama of Krishna and his Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Leela, Srila Prabhupada and his devotees, and their Sankirtan. Well, thank you very much. Have a good day.